The Browns have fired GM John Dorsey. The Redskins have reportedly hired Ron Rivera. The Jaguars are keeping the band together. And J.J. Watt will be activated for the playoffs. From Sports Illustrated, I'm Mitch Goldich, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Tuesday, December 31st. Black Monday stretched into Tuesday as several teams like the Cowboys, Jaguars, and Browns kept mulling over their decisions. On Tuesday, the Browns released a statement that they've decided to fire GM John Dorsey. This comes 2 days after they let go first-year head coach Freddie Kitchens. Dorsey was hired in December 2017 after Cleveland had won a total of 4 games in a 3-year stretch. The team showed improvement under Dorsey, but failed to make the postseason during his tenure, extending the league's longest postseason drought. The Browns went 13-18-1 over Dorsey's 2 full seasons with the team. They were the loudest team in the NFL last offseason, and now we're guaranteed to hear plenty more about the Browns this offseason. Ron Rivera wasn't out of a head coaching job for long. Just weeks after getting fired by the Panthers, he has reportedly been hired by Washington. Ian Rappaport reports that it's a 5-year deal. The Panthers fired Rivera on December 3rd after 9 seasons with the team. He led Carolina to 3 division titles and an appearance in Super Bowl 50. The Redskins went 3-13 this year and fired head coach Jay Gruden after getting off to an 0-5 start. Bill Callahan then finished the year as interim coach. Head of football operations Bruce Allen was also let go in an offseason of change for the Redskins. Jaguars owner Shad Khan is giving GM Dave Caldwell and head coach Doug Marrone another chance. ESPN reported Saturday that Marrone had been told he was not returning, though at the time, the team strongly denied that report. Khan then announced Tuesday that he was keeping both in their roles for at least the 2020 season, despite a second straight losing season after the team's surprising run to the AFC title game back in 2017. Khan did fire executive VP of football operations Tom Coughlin on December 18th, 2 days after the NFLPA had a scathing rebuke and warning to players to be wary of signing with the Jaguars. But Khan said in a statement he doesn't believe this was the time to make a complete change for the organization. Caldwell has been the Jaguars GM since January 2013 and has provided over only 1 winning season. Since winning the AFC South and advancing to that AFC title game in 2017, the Jags have won just 11 games. The team has lost 10 or more games in every other season under Caldwell, except that one. J.J. Watt is reportedly coming back for the playoffs. We've talked about Watt's health a few times on this podcast recently. Everyone assumed he was done for the year after suffering a torn pec back in Week 8, but Ian Rappaport and Mike Garofolo reported today that Watt is officially being designated to return from IR, and ESPN reports that Watt will in fact be active for Sunday's game against Buffalo. The Texans are the 4 seed in the AFC with a home game against the Bills. They were already 3-point favorites and now may have their 3-time Defensive Player of the Year back on the field. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL, and we'll see you in 2020.